It's time for another episode of Toast and Jam. This is Tim Oast, or Toast. And with all this rain, you can call me Soggy Toast.
Oh, ow. Milk Toast.
Let's check in with my co-host, Paul McDonald, and he's known as Jam. How you doing, Jam?
The backstroke.
Even the girls in the office call you Jam now.
They do.
They know your name.
They know my name. They know what to call me.
So what happens when jam gets all wet? What do you call it?
Soup.
Soup. Okay.
It's grape soup.
Grape soup.
Grape soup.
Okay. And soggy toast.
Soggy toast. Boy, that sounds like something I'd have after my dentures are out.
And a special shout out or thank you to executive producer Eric Kringley. Eric, thank you.
Yes, we left him off the credits last week when we rolled credits.
I know. It cost us.
It did. It cost us dearly.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to make up for it.
Toast and Jam brought to you by these fine sponsors, Jimmy's Pizza and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang Agent. Thank you, thank you.
Always thank you to our sponsors.
Yeah. Trivia question last week. No winner.
Nobody got it, which surprised me.
I am too.
Because I went by the... Now, let's see if I get it.
I know. It's a tricky question.
It is.
Trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance. What boxer was featured alongside Superman in a special edition comic book published in 1978? Was it Sugar Ray Leonard, Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, or Leon Spinks? 1978. Got to think about that a little bit.
I would still say Muhammad Ali.
I am the greatest.
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali, right answer, yeah. Besides Superman. In a special edition comic book.
There was a song that was out there about that time. Mm-hmm. Muhammad Ali stings like a floats like a butterfly, stings like a bee. Mm-hmm. I think Superman's mentioned in that song.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
might have to dig that up
Stronger
sometime.
Than Superman, I think, is what they say in that song.
Okay, Muhammad Ali, the right answer to our trivia question, brought to you by Nodak Insurance. Moving along. I know this has nothing to do with our show.
First time for everything.
I know. But next week is cleanup week in Valley City. You know, the time of the year when you clean things up,
mm-hmm.
throw things out on the curb.
Mm-hmm. Maybe people think we should go out on the curb.
Sometimes, yes. Full time, maybe. Yes. We'll see. Next time you go down the street, you see us on the curb. Yeah, they kicked us on the curb.
Kicked us on the curb.
And then you decide, should I throw it or save it? Paul, are you a thrower or a saver?
I am a saver.
You are a saver. Oh, especially the sports collectibles.
Yes. Not a hoarder.
But a saver.
There is a difference.
Okay.
But a saver.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
I think a hoarder saves everything.
You
don't throw anything away.
Oh, no. There are certain things. You're out. You're going out. Like, I do throw out the trash. I don't keep that. But there are some things I save, some that do have to go.
Can you be kind of a saver?
Yeah.
I'm kind of a saver.
Are you kind of a saver?
Yeah. My wife, Nancy, is a thrower.
Okay. All right.
So that makes for interesting conversation during cleanup week. To throw some of the sports collectibles or not to throw.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, you don't throw sports collectibles, do you?
No.
Okay. All right. We haven't yet. What is your favorite sports collectible? Do you have one?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you showed me that Yankee program.
From 1944.
1944. That's a collectible.
It is.
Probably worth some money.
A little bit.
So what is your favorite?
A 1961 signed Roger Maris card.
Really?
Signed, and my parents watched him sign it, so I know it's authentic.
Okay. Did you have a connection to Roger Maris?
My mother's sister and her husband were in business with Pat and Roger Maris with their beer distributorship in Gainesville, Florida.
Okay.
And my uncle that was a teammate with Roger Maris at Fargo Shanley.
Oh, my. So you do have a nice connection.
I do have one. And I even got some St. Louis Cardinals stuff the year they won the World Series in 1982 from Pat, his wife, when I was in the hospital.
I'm a Twins fan. Mm-hmm. You know, I like the Vikings. Okay. I have Vikings and Twins collectibles. I'd have to say my favorite collectible, because I'm a big Kirby Puckett fan. I have that Kirby Puckett autographed baseball, and I'm hanging on to that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some other Kirby Puckett stuff. Some
Is that
caps.
In a little ball dome?
Yeah, yeah. I got that from, it was on a Twins caravan trip, and Burt Blyleven came in one year, and he said, Tim, I got a gift for you. Pretty sweet. He gave me the Kirby Puckett autographed baseball.
Well, I will say this, though. With that Roger Maris, I had 5 cards signed by him.
Wow.
I also had a baseball signed by him. And you've seen the iconic picture of his follow-through on the 61st home run.
Mm-hmm.
I have that picture signed as well.
Man, you got some good stuff there. That is wanted stuff.
That is some real good stuff. I better make sure my house is locked now.
I think
because
so.
Because there's some people that are going to try to break in. Good luck finding it.
Might want to get a safety deposit box at the local bank.
At the local bank.
Put that one away.
Maybe get some insurance, take some insurance out on it.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people don't think of that. And we had, you know, the break-in at the mall in Fargo at West Acres. Some Roger Maris stuff was taken, but they found the guy.
They did. That wasn't me.
Okay.
That's why I'm here.
That's right. Yeah, right. Okay. Oh, well, anyway, mine's the Kirby Puckett baseball, and I have some other stuff, too.
What year?
Oh, I do have. Boy, I don't know. I don't have a year on it.
Mid to late 90s, early 2000s.
It would have been late 90s, probably.
So after he retired.
Yes, after he retired.
Okay.
Yeah. I do have a Roger Maris bobblehead.
Yep, I have one, too, with his FM Twins.
The Red Hawks.
Oh, the Red Hawks. Yeah.
They handed that out one year.
Yes.
Yeah, I got that, too. Okay. Speaking of Twins, you know, what a week for Minnesota sports fans. Probably the greatest week in a long, long time.
I'd have to say so.
The Twins, you know, had their win streak broken at 12 games. But, hey, what a little run for the Twins.
Yeah.
They needed that.
Third longest winning streak.
I think
so. I believe in team history. 15 was the record in 91.
Mm-hmm. And I think 91, was it 91? One of those years they had 2 12-game winning streaks.
Oh, it could have been.
I don't know when it was, but. And the nasty Red Sox, of course, broke that streak.
Yeah.
The dang Red
Thanks,
Sox.
Eric.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
And he was at, no. He was not at the one that broke the record. He went to Saturday's game.
Yeah. He had to watch the pain.
He watched the loss.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway.
Go Twins. Twins rebounded, though, last night. This is Tuesday now.
Yep.
They rebounded last night, beat Seattle 3-1, something like that.
I think, yep.
Mm-hmm. So, and Seattle has a good pitching department, so they're going from one good pitching team to another good pitching team, but they're handling it.
They got to beat these 500-plus teams.
They do. That's important. Now we've got the Minnesota Timberwolves. You know, I've been a lukewarm Timberwolves fan for I don't know how many years now because they just can't win games.
Right.
Or can't get people.
Right.
It seems like they've got the people. They're winning games. 4-game sweep of Phoenix.
Right.
And we thought they were going to get swept. I did. I thought the T-Wolves were done.
Yep.
One and done.
Yep.
They sweep Phoenix. Now they come into Denver.
The defending champions.
Defending champions loaded with a lot of talent.
Yep.
And they're up 2-0. They won last night again, 106-80. They're kicking their butt.
At Denver. This is in Denver.
In Denver. And that crowd gets a little nasty.
They do.
They were throwing things last night.
Figures.
You know, and hopefully they can take care of the bad boys of Denver.
Mm.
They're a rough team.
Yeah.
They play rough.
Very physical.
And we're muscling up with them.
And getting into their style.
So question for you, Paul. Is Anthony Edwards the new face of the T-Wolves and the NBA?
Mm-hmm. He's right there.
LeBron is getting older. He's not doing what he used to do.
No.
Is he the new face of the NBA?
Well, at 43 in game one, 27 last night.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely the face of the Timberwolves.
23 years old.
Yeah.
23.
That's when guys are just getting out of college, maybe rookies. What is this, fourth year? Third or fourth year?
Yeah.
Something along. But I would have to say he's right up there as far as in the top five as far as face of the NBA.
And what a lot of announcers are marveling over the Timberwolves is defense. In the NBA, a lot of teams don't play defense.
No.
This team does.
Yeah, and they really kicked it up when they got into the playoffs.
They did. Swarming defense.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all over the big guy, the Joker.
Nikolai Djokovic?
Yeah, the Joker. Should we do a sponsor break? Let's do a sponsor break. Jimmy's Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy's Pizza. I love Jimmy's Pizza. Yeah, dine in, take out. It's always 12 minutes before 11.
It's always 12 minutes before 11 o'clock here.
Yeah, it's always 12 before 11 on this show. Never moves. Time doesn't move. It stands still. Dine in, take out, delivery available, Jimmy's Pizza. They've got all the pizzas, specialty pizzas you want. Oh, man, they got a list here that's so long. It's hard to pick a favorite. Mm-hmm. Really hard. Garden veggies, even. Bacon cheeseburger pizza.
Mm.
I've never had that before. German pizza. I've had that. Tangy trout. Not trout.
Well, maybe during Lent.
How about tangy kraut?
Oh, there it is. Okay. Oh yeah, I love it.
Tangy.
You know, I would try tangy trout though. I'd eat that. I would if it was fresh rainbow trout, right out of the river, not the Red River, because that's icky.
The Cheyenne.
Out of the Cheyenne, I would eat tangy trout.
Tangy kraut and sausage. How's that sound?
Okay. Almost as good as trout.
Oh, they have the grinders. Let's see what else. Pasta dinners, wings. Wings go good.
And that's
anytime. Relatively
new, their wings, aren't
they?
Yeah,
I think so. And now all the appetizers, salads, desserts, beer.
Oh, yeah.
Beer.
That would go great with trout.
Yeah, with a Kona Big Wave.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness. They open at 4 p.m. daily. And you can go online, jimmyspizza.com. And the phone number, the magic number, if you want to deliver, or, you know, they make it for you, and then you can take it home and bake it, too.
Oh,
so
I like the make and bake.
Yeah, the make and bake. Number there again?
845-1234.
That's so easy to remember, 1234. If you can count, you got the number down.
Well, okay.
And our other sponsor, of course, is Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang. We'll get him because he is the trivia sponsor, and we'll get him a little bit later here in our show. Let's talk local sports.
All right.
Rain is winning a lot of these contests.
It is. Mother Nature's
kind of throwing the spring schedule in a tailspin.
Right. We had such a good winter, not a lot of games.
I know. Could have played then.
We could have played baseball in winter. But, yeah, things get moved around, shuffled around, turned around.
Let's start with the Highlander golf team. Andrew Tangen, going to be going to state.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Andrew. He qualifies for state.
Yep.
If you shoot a certain score, you will go individually.
Yep. And they have to qualify. He has to do it at a tournament that is earmarked as a qualifying tournament.
Yes. And that was at the Detroit Lakes Country Club.
That was at the Deal Country Club. Yep.
Not an easy place to play all the time.
No.
It's.
But he grew up on that course.
Okay.
Grandparents didn't live, I think they live either right on it or not too far from it.
Okay, so another golf rat.
Yeah.
Anyway, they are playing yet. State tournament comes up when? Toward
the
end of the month?
End of first week in June at King's Walk up in Grand Forks, which he shot a 78 there earlier this year.
Yeah, you get a 30 mile an hour wind on King's Walk, it's not going to be a 78, let me tell you that right now.
It'll be an 87.
Because it's wide open. And we saw the scores yesterday with a lot of wind.
Yeah.
Just raises havoc.
Yep. Red River, who has been under 300 most of their tournaments, was at a 320, and they were the top team.
Mm. Okay. Well, good luck to the golf team. I know they're young. They've got some golfers out there that haven't golfed a lot, but hey, they're learning and they're
I like that.
The scores are getting better.
Yeah, and Buff Murray's a great coach to teach these guys the game.
Very much
him
so.
And Coach McDaniel.
Yeah. Well, let's talk track and field. Valley City High School still doing their thing out there.
14 individuals that have qualified for state. Reagan Berg has qualified for state in 4 individual events.
What an
and
athlete.
2 relays. Obviously, they're going to have to pick and choose once they get to the tournament. Parker Jacobson's in a couple of individuals and a couple of relays. And they have today, they're supposed to be, we're talking Tuesday here, the 7th. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be the Blue Jay True Team Invitational today in Jamestown, and that means only three competitors in each event. They can't take 45 and just throw willy-nilly. They only can
take
the top three.
And that's
tomorrow? That's today.
Oh, today.
They're supposed to be going today. And it's not supposed to run until 3 o'clock, so they might be okay.
Maybe that wind will die down just a hair.
So we'll see.
And not supposed to get a lot of rain today, so.
No, it was supposed to be done by noon.
Okay.
But we'll see.
Boy, it's been crazy. Crazy wet. Mm. One of those springs. Baseball. Highlander baseball.
Been very, very good to me.
Very, very good.
Very, very good.
Oh, by the way, I was just going to mention before you do that, though, back to track. Mm. What a memorable year the Berg girl is having.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
she's having one of those senior years that you put in your...
You'll never forget.
You'll never forget it.
That's
she's going
right.
to NDSU to do cross country and track.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Hmm. Good luck there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Baseball. Highlander baseball.
Got
not a lot of action,
start,
huh?
But they're struggling.
Are they?
They're struggling a little bit. They've dropped their last six. They have a doubleheader at West Fargo Horace today. I'm going to assume that Horace plays, if they don't play at the West Fargo ballpark, that Young Field, I think they play over at the Starion Field over in West Fargo, western part of Fargo. But, yeah, they need to get a win, get back on track.
Softball.
There's another team that needs a win to get back on track.
Yeah, got to get back.
Yeah, they
got to get some pitching.
They need to pitch. There's youth there, too.
Yeah.
They have some youth on that team. They lost to the number two ranked team in the state last night in Grand Forks, Red River. They are at North today on Tuesday to take on the Spartans.
I was going to do a little shout out. We have a new listener, R. John Fitzner.
Okay.
R. John, a big fan of Valley City, lived here for many, many years. I think he's down in Lisbon.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to find out more about Toast and Jam, and we welcome R. John Fitzner to the show. So,
thank you.
Thank
welcome.
You for listening. Yeah.
Should always, you know, we're going to have like Toast and Jam mugs that we can send to new listeners.
I really think we need to do that.
We're going to have to talk to management about that.
I think so. Forget the raise. Do the mugs.
Well, that's funny.
You can throw money in the cup, though.
Well, that's almost funny as trout.
Oh, let's turn our page to Valley City State University. Baseball, softball teams competing this past weekend in the North Star Conference tournaments. They're done. Okay.
Softball team both got to the semis.
Okay.
You know, got to the final three. Softball losing to Bellevue 6-3 to end their season. Baseball losing to Waldorf 7-1 on yesterday to end their season. But I tell you what, both programs are on the move. Alec DeMario, first year head coach on the baseball team.
I like the looks of that baseball team.
Wow,
right now.
I love the pitching. I mean, he really's got that pitching staff, and that's his forte. He was a Dakota State pitching coach before coming here.
Gotcha.
And so he's a very good pitching coach, and I like the way they're going.
Okay.
Same with softball.
VCSU track and field, they are gearing up for the conference meet this weekend.
In Madison at Dakota State. They'll be at that this weekend, and then we know two or three off the top of my head that are going to Nationals here end of the month.
I know Emma over at Allie Bean. She works at Allie Bean.
She's Emma Buckley?
Yeah, she throws.
An Oaks girl?
No, this one's from Castleton.
Oh, this one's a Castleton girl.
Yeah, the Castleton girl. She throws.
Okay.
And she's looking forward to the conference meet this weekend. So hopefully she can qualify, go to Nationals. She might have done that already. I don't know.
No, not Emma. No.
Okay. All right. Golf.
Woohoo.
Are we done? Are we done?
Golf is done.
Done for the
golf. Golf is for VCSU. They have wrapped it up.
Okay, kind of a down year. I mean, they
get the numbers. They did get a couple of all conference this year. From one men and one woman that did get all conferences here for Coach Manny.
Okay, we're gonna have Manny on here one of these.
Yeah,
days
he
too.
And I did some emailing today, and he's got something coming up this summer that he wants to talk about, and so we're thinking about getting him on next week. Matter of fact, he responded. He said next week will work. So let's put that down for the 14th of May.
Speaking of golf, you know, I always like these golf quotes.
Right.
This one from Gerald Ford. I would like to deny my allegations by Bob Hope that during my last game of golf, I hit an eagle, a birdie, an elk, and a moose.
Oh, boy. That's pretty good.
I thought that was good. Oh, one of those great golf quotes. Unreal.
Those are pretty good. Those are good ones.
Yeah, from Gerald Ford. Didn't he hit somebody golfing one time?
He did. Yep. He did hit somebody golfing.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
That I've never done. I've never hit anybody.
I've
hit
wanted
myself.
To.
I've hit myself a few times, hitting a tree and bouncing off and hitting me.
Boom. Yeah, no.
This day in sports, you ready for this?
No.
Okay, this is funny.
Okay.
Okay. How did they ever come up with bullpen? Well, this I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
1877. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati Inquirer first uses term bullpen to indicate baseball field foul territory where late coming spectators were herded in like cattle. 1877.
I love it. I love how baseball has come up with some of the cliches that they have.
I know. It's awesome. So good. 1925, Pittsburgh Pirate shortstop Glenn Wright makes an unassisted triple play. Unassisted triple play. What were they doing? Sleeping on the bases?
Apparently the runners at second and third or first and second
took off.
I'm going to guess first and second. Yep.
Wow. And 1989, Chicago Bulls guard Michael Jordan hit a buzzer-beating jump shot to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 101-100 at the Richfield Coliseum in Game 5 to win the first round of the NBA playoffs. Today, the shot remains one of the most iconic plays in NBA history.
And Cleveland had just scored on their trip down the floor with like about 10 seconds to go. And then, pardon me, and then MJ comes down. And you remember that him fist bump after he hits it?
Wow.
That's when the NBA was fun.
Oh, it was. 1989.
Wow.
Seems like yesterday.
35 years ago.
Oh, that's unreal. Sports birthdays today. We have a few. 1929, Dick Williams, American League Hall of Fame manager.
Yep.
World Series, 1972 and 73, Oakland A's.
Yep.
And utility, Brooklyn Dodgers. He played utility. Brooklyn Dodgers, born in St. Louis. He died in 2011.
I want to say that, pardon me, that he also took the San Diego Padres
I think he
to
did
the World
too.
Series in 84.
I didn't win it, but I think
no,
he did.
No, that's the year that they lost to the Tigers.
Yes.
But I think he managed them. He also managed the Red Sox for a time.
Got it. 1933, Johnny Unitas, born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. After being cut by his hometown Steelers, Johnny U signed with the Baltimore Colts, where he won three NFL titles and a then-record 118 games during his Hall of Fame career. And they only played how many back in those days? 12?
12 games? 15, 16. Because I know he finished up, I didn't know this, in San Diego. He was a Charger for 1 year.
I did not know that.
I did not know that, but he played for the Chargers for 1 year.
Mm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And 1969, by the way, Johnny U died in 2001, I think, something like that.
Okay.
1969, Katerina Maliva, Bulgarian tennis player, 11-time WTA title winner, world number 6 in 1990, born in Bulgaria.
1969.
So, you know, Eric, we do a little tennis on this show as well.
Yep, okay? Absolutely.
Those are the birthdays that we do have, and I ran into this because your birthday is in May.
It is.
May is the luckiest month to be born.
Duh.
What happened to me? October is the unluckiest.
Oh.
I was not born in October. Okay, so born under the Mercury planet, May-born kids are very creative, intelligent, and make a good conversationalist.
Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
These kids are intelligent, versatile, and do not hesitate to try anything new.
Huh.
They're extremely commitment-oriented.
No, not this guy.
And rarely miss a deadline.
Oh, no.
So there you have it, May birthdays.
All I know about deadlines is 2:40.
What happened to your luck?
Yeah,
I mean,
boy.
The luckiest month to be born. The
May.
Month of May.
Month of May.
Yeah. They said they make good lovers, too. That's what it said.
Well,
I didn't make that up. I saw
that's
it.
That's for another podcast.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, we haven't really before we get to what's next, do you have
The trivia question, but hey, let's talk.
Highlander Tennis.
Yeah, Highlander Tennis.
9-0, 9-0. They win yesterday against Fargo South.
And how could we forget that?
They are 6-0 on the year. They have now won 10 straight EDC matches. And what makes his team so good, Brex Efekul, who is probably their number one singles.
No.
She's not been playing singles the last two or three.
Really?
They're resting her a little bit.
Okay.
They're saving it. And they've had other players sit at that number one spot. Not much of a change. She normally gets paired to her and Abby Martinick were state champs last year. She was paired yesterday with Alyssa Thompson, 6-1, 6-love.
Wow.
That's a very coach. Nielsen has said he has had depth before where he's had a lot of tennis, but not this kind of depth.
Man, it seems like every year he comes up with something, doesn't he?
Yeah, and they were supposed to play here on Tuesday. It got moved because they knew the rain was coming. So now they're going to go on Thursday.
Well, I really think we need to get mad on the show.
I agree 100%.
And again, our apologies for not mentioning this during our local sports thing, but
it just
kind of, you know, sometimes it gets biased, but you know, what a year they're having.
Yeah, they're having a
6-0.
6-0 in the EDC and overall. They have not lost.
And they're kicking butt.
They are. And taking names.
Wow. Trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. Now we get to hear about Chris Quilvang.
Well, sometimes, you know, it pays to have all of your eggs in one basket.
Especially, I need to do that more often.
You do have to, yeah. Now, especially those eggs need to be insured by a company that you can trust, like Nodak Insurance Company. The more you insure with Nodak Insurance, the more you save. You can protect your home, vehicles, business, collectibles, everything that you care about at a price that won't break you. So ask Chris Quilvang about multi-line discounts and give him a call at 845-2912. That's 845-2912. Nodak Insurance Company, agents with answers.
Repeat after me.
I will.
I can do that.
I can do that.
Yes.
Yes.
Do that today.
Absolutely.
Chris Quilvang.
Oh, my collectibles. I should get insured.
You should. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Nope.
You know, fire.
Fire. Flood.
Theft.
Theft. Yeah.
Got to be covered. Okay. Trivia question.
All right.
Today it is. I had a choice of two. I'm going to go back to golf.
Mm-hmm.
What name did the athletic teams go by at Jack Nicklaus's high school?
Ooh, his high school.
What name did the athletic teams go by at Jack Nicklaus's high school? Boy, you got to do a little research there, huh?
Yeah, you're going to have to dig on that one.
Chance to win Jimmy's Pizza. I cannot say again. All you have to do is go to this outlet, this page.
It is your one-stop shop for this show.
It is. And it's easy.
It's very easy. Toast and Jam. Again, the N.
And toast with just O-S-T, toast.
Toastandjam.com.
And all the shows are there.
Yep.
Plus, you insert the answer to our trivia question. And the question is there, too. The
question's there. Links to Spotify and Apple Podcasts where folks can find this.
You're telling me you don't need a medium pizza?
Nope.
Come on. It's a medium pizza.
Exactly.
Okay. Enough preaching.
So toastandjam.com is where you go and answer that trivia question. Very simple.
T-O-S-T, the letter N, jam, J-A-M.com.
No
Easy.
Space.
No space. Just small letters. You can do whatever.
Absolutely.
It works. It's all good.
Cool.
And I have a question for next week already, too. So
save that one.
Words of wisdom. Let's see here. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. Life ends at the end of your comfort zone.
Well, you made me think on that one.
We all got to think outside the box once in a while, right? Get out of that comfort zone.
Do something that you're never done before.
That's right.
What? I'm a risk taker, made people.
So would you go skydiving?
Yeah. Is that up to the top? Gee, Look at the time.
Skydiving? No, thank you.
I might.
I don't know.
I'm with somebody, obviously, with an expert.
Maybe with a guy that would know what's going on.
I could do that.
Yeah. Just don't forget to hit the cord.
Yeah.
Where's the parachute on that thing? Yeah.
Okay. Man.
That's one thing I think about. I'm going, no, I can't do that.
No.
Nah. But words of wisdom again. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. Think about that when you graduate.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, you're leaving home. You're going to be doing something different out there. College is different.
Yeah.
A lot of choices. Make the right choice. But again, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. That is going to do it for Toast and Jam this week. Thanks again to our sponsors, Jimmy's Pizza and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang Agent. And a big thank you to
executive producer of this program, Eric Kringley. We do appreciate you immensely.
Stay awesome, my friend.
Amen.
Hey, see you next week.